WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A surprise trip to a boyfriend's baseball game in Bryan went sour Sunday when a Tomball woman saw a believed romantic rival and rammed the woman's car multiple times with her own. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 27-year-old Jennifer Strzelecki remains jailed after witnesses say she chased the woman away from the ballpark and rammed her car several times as she tried to escape, even causing both cars to spin out of control.
Strzelecki went to go see her boyfriend, who she'd been having trouble with, and she had been accusing him of being with someone else. Well, she found this other female at the park, and as the female tried to leave, Strzelecki basically chased her down the street and caused the accident while she had two small children in the car.
The two children with her, a 2- and 9-year-old, were not harmed and were taken by the boyfriend and given to family members. Both women refused treatment by Bryan medics. Strzelecki is charged with aggravated assault and 2 counts of child endangerment. A College Station man is dead and another is hospitalized following a crash Friday night on Highway 21 west of Bryan. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 2 19-year-olds were in a pickup struck by a semi as they turned from FM 50 to 21 east of the Brazos River.
What I'm reading here, the vehicle was going to make a left onto 21 to travel east, and it entered into the eastbound path of the truck track.
The driver of the pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with head injuries and a collapsed lung. Both were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not injured. No one was injured Sunday night when a College Station man was robbed at gunpoint. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says 2 men robbed the victim near a parking lot between Parkway Circle Apartments and Crossing Place Apartments.
The suspects took the victim's cell phone and possessions and fled the scene on foot. We are asking anyone, if you know any information regarding this incident, to please contact the College Station Police Department.
Suspect descriptions are at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, Logan says 19-year-old Dalton Box of College Station was arrested Sunday night after he was caught rummaging through the back of a pickup on Crescent Point by the owner. The victim says there were actually 2 men involved, but he was only able to catch Box, and the second man remains at large. More parking changes are coming to Northgate. The College Station City Council Thursday night approved 2-hour parking on the west side of Church Street in front of the New Rise apartment complex. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says they'll start without using parking meters.
The reason we picked the 2 hours is to create some turnover so they don't camp out, and also to respond to, though we know the first tenant in the building is CVS, and clearly, for the most part, they're probably not going to need 2 hours in there. There are other tenant spaces in there, and what our concern is, if something becomes, you know, a hair salon or a restaurant in there, that if we set it too low, there wouldn't be that kind of parking available for them.
Cal also says before the end of next month, the council will be asked to ban parking across the street from the Rise.
There actually is not supposed to be parking on the other side, but they're doing it, and we don't have any ability to enforce it right now.
And the city's monitoring the amount of bicycle parking, which Cal says is in short supply. A&M has generated a record amount of fundraising, $300 million more than in any previous 12-month period. Officials announced gifts of more than $740 million. This includes gifts to the university, private grants to the research division, and contributions to the A&M Foundation, the Association of Former Students, the Bush Library Foundation, and the 12th Man Foundation. More details are on our website at WTAW.com. By 5 o'clock tonight, a major highway project will be open to traffic. TxDOT says it's the Highway 47 overpass at Health Science Center Parkway. The nearly $10 million project took just more than a year and a half to complete. Contractors still have another month of minor work, but they will not be in the main lanes of traffic. Texas's top healthcare official is not so sure the state will be ready for the rollout of the latest aspect of Obamacare. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik says they have a very small window of opportunity to test the new healthcare exchanges.
The most recent information I have is that we will be able to connect to the exchange and start testing, but not until September 20th or 21st.
The data system supporting the federal healthcare exchanges has been tested and certifies as secure. People over the age of 50 are seeking concealed handgun licenses at a higher rate than any other age group in Texas. An analysis of state records by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram found that 57-year-olds last year sought the most concealed handgun licenses in Texas. In recent years, Texans aged 63, 52, 61, and 60 have also led the way in gun permits. The oldest Texans are also looking to arm themselves. Texas Department of Public Safety data shows that at least 16 people in their 90s applied for licenses last year. Texas has more than 580,000 concealed carry permit holders statewide. And minority rights groups that sued over voting maps passed by the Texas legislature in 2011 want the state to pay for a roughly $6 million legal tab. The Republican-drawn maps were thrown out by a San Antonio federal court and never used. Groups that include the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus consider that a victory and want reimbursement for the money spent fighting in court. The San Antonio Express News reports that Attorney General Greg Abbott sees it differently. His office argues in court filings that the request should be denied because a final ruling was never issued in the case. A three-judge panel instead drew interim political boundaries for the 2012 elections. Governor Rick Perry made those maps permanent this summer. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
The 2013 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit is this Sunday, September 22nd at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. Visit over 70 booths featuring local wedding professionals with everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $20 at the door or $15 in advance online at babv.org. Purchase your tickets today to double your odds of winning the $1,000 wedding shopping spree. Proceeds benefit the Pink Alliance. So log on now to BABV.org and we'll see you this Sunday at the Bridal Show. That's BABV.org.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Moisture continues to flow into the state, but it's off to our west for the time being. That's where the best chance of rain is in the central and western part of the state. Partly sunny today, highs near 95. There's also a good chance in the southern part of the state today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, clouds mixed with sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm by then, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:13, here we are. It's a Tuesday morning, and we'll play Jethro. Kevin, you can't play Jethro trivia today. You already know the answer.
It's I almost always do.
Yeah. Well, okay, there, so you got that. Anyway, we'll do that.
Can't darn a sock, though.
Well, apparently it's not a very necessary skill, so you just pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. Oh, now she's going to get bitter about it. Which, again, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. Just because your friends over there in Great Britain don't think it's important doesn't mean it's not something that you think is important or you enjoy doing. I mean, any of those things.
I'm just thinking it was probably written by some undergraduate student at some low university or something.
Okay.
I mean, where was it from?
No, that would be... Won't say what university.
It just said British, that's all.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's like dentistry. Anyway, so...
I think, though, what
it says is it is important, because we were looking at the list again just a couple of minutes ago, and things like knowing how... Somehow or other, I don't really think... I mean, Google is important to know... But knowing how to shut off your water and power is really pretty much a life skill that's far more important if you need to know how to do that.
These are all first world life skills, too.
All that.
You would not if you only knew that stuff and you didn't know the other stuff, you would not survive in some other country.
That's right. Okay. Well, while we're speaking of England and such, and because Leah's here from the Humane Society, in England, a street performer dressed in sportswear, gaining fame for his operatic performances, accompanied by his pet dog, 23-year-old Maxwell Thorpe, belts out tear-jerking renditions of opera favorites on street corners. He's known to perform selections like the Hallelujah Chorus as hundreds pass by. Gathering around and applauding, the singer says, "I know it's a gift or something that I have to share with my people." And apparently there are YouTube videos of him out there with his dog singing while others stand around. Not sure. All right. So we are going to play Jethro Trivia this morning. It's just you can't play, Kevin. Did I mention that, by the way?
Yes, you did. Again, because I would get it right again.
Yeah, well, and again, actually, this would be a good opportunity to have a listener call in if they wanted to. 695-1620, 695-1620. We have, you know, A&M Alabama football. We do have a prize, though, if you would like to play. Jethro Trivia, it's our oddly informative little quiz having to do with pop culture and recent current events. It's easy to play, and if you call in and we pick up the phone, then you get to have a chance to win. I don't have anybody here from the chamber this morning because they're busy over there, I guess. I'm not exactly sure what the situation would be, but anyhow. All right, so let me see. 695-1620, 695-1620 for Jethro Trivia, and I got to pull it up here because I don't know where I put it. Oh, we reached the end of the document, and we can't find it. That's really a bad thing right there. Ah, here it is. I found it. All right.
Thank heavens.
Okay, here we go. Then it's just the two ladies today. All right, 693-1620. Oh, well, I'll see. Hang on. Okay. Have you played Jethro Trivia before?
No, I have not.
Oh, well,
it's a ladies' day.
Do you know how to play Jethro Trivia?
I do.
All right, who are you?
This is Sherry Roberts.
All right, Sherry, what do you do?
I'm a sign language interpreter.
You're a what interpreter?
Sign language interpreter.
Oh, good, excellent. One of my kiddos took that as a language in college. It was very helpful. And ends up, I said, you know, you do that instead of taking Armenian, it probably can help you out some.
Exactly. I'm in high school, not so much.
Exactly. Since you're the guest, you get to answer last, but
okay.
Here you go. In these hard times, we do what we can with things that are just kind of lying around. Well, this winter, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, might be de-icing their roads with what? Is it A, beer, B, cheese, C, rock salt, or D, heat lamps? Once again, this winter, Milwaukee might be de-icing their roads with what? A, beer, B, cheese, C, rock salt, or D, heat lamps. All right, Kat, you're up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I know.
I'll guess A.
A. Yes, we know you know, Kevin. That's fine. All right, Leah?
Yeah, I'm going to go with beer as
beer
well.
Beer as well,
just
okay.
Because the others make too much sense.
Okay, well, all right. Sherry, what do you say?
Sherry.
I'm also going to say A.
No, oh! Sherry. Sherry, say cheese, Sherry.
Sherry, try again.
Cheese.
Oh, yay! Yay! Very good. All right, I got a $20 gift certificate for you from Ninfa's. Come by the Crystal Park Plaza. We'll have it for you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, bye.
They're going to melt the ice with cheese?
Cheese brine.
Yeah, the Public Works Committee.
Oh, cheese brine and cheese
different.
Is not the same.
Oh, you would have answered yes, and you'd said cheese brine.
Yeah, because it's salty.
Okay.
I just thought, well, what has chemicals? Well,
and the thing is, it's a byproduct of the cheese manufacturing process, and I think there's a downside, though, right, Kevin?
It apparently smells like cheese and feet.
I believe it.
And my thought is, on an Indian summer, that would be about the worst smell ever.
Ever. So there you go. That's.
I hope they wouldn't have to put out melt ice that early.
No, you would hope not. We'll see what kind of winter they have up there. But it's an idea of just using the stuff that you have around, which is a good thing.
Apparently, several of the municipalities, but the smaller counties use it. And this is the first large scale test.
I see.
The overpasses of Milwaukee will be all cheesy.
I get really bored late in the afternoon.
Yeah, I can tell.
My goodness.
Working on that. All right, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we have nothing cheese related.
Okay.
And you can't use cheese to coax your dachshund to the finish line, but you can use their favorite toy.
You can do that because it's time for them wiener dog races.
It is Wienerfest, 7th annual Wienerfest, Wolfpen Creek, October 5th. A whole lot of fun. If you haven't been out, we highly recommend it. You never know what you will see costume-wise. You will never know what you'll see when the dachshunds do when they race because, you know, 2 inches from the finish line, turn around, go back the other way.
Yeah, or run after one another.
Yeah.
And so then sometimes they don't play well together.
Right. Yeah. And then the wannabe a wiener race, you know, sometimes it probably would be more interesting to watch the Great Danes and the Chihuahuas race against each other, but for the Great Dane safety, we separate them by size.
Yeah.
And so the wannabe arena races open to all breeds of dogs. So is the costume contest and a great opportunity for people to tweak their costumes for Halloween since it's just a couple weeks afterward. Fun. Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun watching those kids come across with their costumes and so forth. So it's a great day, October 5th. It starts with the 5K run. So maybe if you don't own a dog or you're busy throughout the day, which you shouldn't be, there's no home football game, you can come on out to the 5K first thing in the morning and maybe go home then, bring your dog back afterward. If Wienerfest isn't going to be where you want to be, we have another option for you on October 5th. We're also out at St. Francis Fest. It's the blessing of the pets, along with microchipping, county tag sales, as well with the rabies vaccinations out there. So that's St. Francis Episcopal Church on Rock Prairie. So October 5th, really busy day for the pet community. It's just a, you know, if you can't find something to do with your pet that day, you, I don't know where you've been. So we have that going on. We're taking for Wienerfest. We are still taking nominations for the Humanitarian of the Year, sponsorships, vendor applications, all up until later in the month, almost the 1st of October.
Is that Bark Leader or is that when they're announced?
Bark Leaders is announced at Wienerfest, but we need people to go vote for Bark Leaders. And voting, you donate a whatever you think your vote is worth. You can donate from $1 to $200 for your favorite dog or maybe split it amongst a couple. And you can go to our website or our Facebook page and find that link to the First Giving page, and you can read all their bios. Actually, quite a number of them this year have been adopted from the shelter. Some of them adopted very recently as well. And it's fun for the staff to see some of those dogs that we remember as puppies, perchance, now out there as adult dogs campaigning and helping their the others in the shelter as well. Right. So go and vote for those Bark Leaders. The Bark Leader that raises the most money is the winner. That'll be the Alpha Bark Leader along with the Senior and Junior Bark Leaders. They're the spokes dogs for the shelter for the year. And you will see the Wienerfest flyer this year, the winning Bark Leader from last year, Chaco, is on it. The Eagles ad had another one of the Bark Leaders in it yesterday for the ad there. So you're kind of your dog's the celebrity for the year. So it's a really great opportunity. If you didn't get your dog involved this year, wait for next year. And we do have a cat event in the spring. So we're tweaking the cat event a little bit.
Well, yeah, because they're just incorrigible. If they win, they're going to be just hard to deal
with.
It is.
It's just, you divas then. So it's more of we just can't get the cats out for the photo ops.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Really great opportunity to support the shelter and a really good way to have your dog out and about as well. And so if you want more information, go to our website, Aggieland Humane. There's a whole link on the events page. We've updated the calendar all the way through the end of the year for all the dates. We're at PetSmart because that's varied because of the football games and some of the other adoption events and specials we have going on, our Fall in Love special, and then the 12 Strays of Christmas, which is a ways away as well. But those have all been added to the calendar. And then follow us on Facebook. We put the Bark Leaders up daily, all sorts of stuff on there, adoptable pets. If you're looking for a black lab mix, right now is the time.
Gosh, black lab mix.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. That's tell them the website.
AggielandHumane.org or 5359 Leonard Road.
Very
Visit
good. Us. Yeah, okay, that's Leah here from the Animal, the Humane Society on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Inflation remains in check. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Retail sales edged higher last month. The government says the consumer price index rose 0.1% in August. The core CPI, which excludes volatile energy and food costs, showed an identical increase. The numbers suggest inflationary pressures remain tame. Stock market futures are modestly higher ahead of the Tuesday session. The Federal Reserve opens a two-day policy meeting today. Chairman Ben Bernanke will hold a news conference after the session ends tomorrow. He may supply some answers about when the central bank will start trimming its bond buying program. Coty will be a stock to listen for today. The beauty products maker posted a bigger than expected profit for its first quarter as a public company. Coty says Asian perfume sales were especially strong. The Miami Beach mansion that once belonged to fashion designer Gianni Versace goes on the auction block today with bidding opening at $25 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie fans, before you head into Kyle Field to watch Texas A&M host Alabama on Saturday, be sure to swing by Kane Park across from Kyle and check out the Nissan Heisman House. This free event features interactive games and displays, photo ops with the Heisman Trophy, and autograph opportunities with Heisman winner John David Crow, Aggie great Bucky Richardson, and ESPN personality Neil Everett. The Nissan Heisman House will open at 9 a.m. on Saturday in Kane Park and will stay open through kickoff. Across from Kyle Field, see you there.
Coach Kevin Sumlin will be at Wings and More on University Drive in College Station tonight from 7 until 8. There's a toll-free number to call in questions, and he responds to questions like the one about walk-ons.
You know, I've got a place in my heart because, you know, I had a chance to go to different schools. It was a different time, and went to Purdue, and they gave me a scholarship after I got there, and you had to earn that. And wherever I've been, I think at the University of Houston, we put in 4 years between 13 and 16 guys on scholarship because of their work that played for us. Anybody who has seen the Aggie Football Life video of us giving four guys scholarships right before started school was a big deal. And there was some real emotion in that room.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin tonight from 7 until 8, Wings and More on University Drive over many of these same stations. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer?
Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
50 million years ago, a flightless bird as tall as a person with a beak the size of a human head roamed North America and Europe. Scientists once thought that the bird, called Gastornis, was a fearsome meat-eating predator. But a chemical analysis of its bones has revealed that these scary-looking animals weren't so terrible after all. University of Bonn geochemist Thomas Tütken led the study.
Analyzing calcium isotopes from these fossil bones of this giant bird, in comparison to modern plant and meat-eating animals, we come to the conclusion that this is probably not a meat-eating bird, but more likely was using this huge massive beak to ingest plant matter and not meat.
But he says Gastornis probably didn't have many predators either. That's because most meat-eating mammals at the time were too small to pose much of a threat. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. New apartment towers and the newly rebuilt Church Street in Northgate have led to new parking restrictions. A two-hour limit on the west side of Church in front of the Rise was approved Thursday night by the College Station City Council. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell responded to Councilman James Benham's desire to treat all Northgate businesses the same.
We actually treat parking differently all over. For example, this will be a two-hour limit consistently, whereas in other parts of Northgate we have, for example, free parking over like a four-hour period.
So correct.
We're trying to manage all of it, but yes.
It'd be nice to balance it out a little bit.
In a related item, Cal says there's a shortage of bicycle parking by the Rise and the Stack.
Adequate may be a stretch. If you go to the Stack project behind it, there are dozens and dozens of bike racks back there, and they're all full.
Cal says they'll ask the council for a parking ban on Church Street across from the Rise before the end of next month. Athletics, demographics, and the energy boom are cited among the reasons why A&M fundraising has never been bigger. $740 million was received during the fiscal year ending August 31st by the university and sister foundations and organizations. That beats the previous 12-month total by more than $300 million. The breakdown includes $205 million in estate gifts, the largest one-year total ever, and $31 million for a new engineering complex. Online at WTAW.com are more details. The nearly $10 million overpass at Highway 47 at Health Science Center Parkway will open this afternoon by 5 o'clock. TxDOT says once striping is completed, the barriers will be moved. Minor work will continue for another month before contractors are totally done. What first appeared to be a car accident Sunday in Bryan turned out to be an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon when a woman with two children in her car attacked another female driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says 27-year-old Jennifer Strelsky of Tomball was having trouble with her boyfriend and believed that the other woman was a romantic rival.
She hit her from behind, and then she would, according to the witnesses, she drove up to beside her and made contact on the sides of her vehicle as well. And eventually, at one point, she pushed her off the road, and she lost control of her vehicle.
McKeithen says the cars finally came to rest in a parking lot near the corner of Grosbeck and Robert Street. The boyfriend took Strelesky's two children, a 2- and 9-year-old, who were unharmed, and gave them to family for care. Two 19-year-olds from College Station were involved in a Friday night crash west of Bryan on Highway 21 at FM 50 east of the Brazos River. The driver of a pickup, Jacob Weiss, was killed. His passenger, Dustin Sherhart, was transported to St. Joseph's with a collapsed lung and head injuries.
The initial part of the investigation, the vehicle driven by Weiss tilted right away to the truck tractor that was traveling east on 21.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the men in the pickup were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the semi, Justin Hughes of Magnolia, was not hurt. A College Station man is in jail for the third time this year after a burglary victim saw him rummaging through the back of his pickup truck on Crescent Point near the intersection with Fallbrook Loop. Patricia Logan with College Station Police says the victim actually reported seeing two men stealing from his truck Sunday night, but only 19-year-old Dalton Box of College Station was caught.
The owner of the vehicle detained one of the suspects, who later admitted to officers that he was in the process of committing a theft from the bed of the pickup. The second suspect involved was not located.
Logan says in an unrelated crime, two men robbed a College Station man at gunpoint Saturday night close to a parking lot between Parkway Circle and Crossing Place Apartments. No one was injured, but the two men escaped with the victim's possessions and cell phone. Descriptions are at WTAW.com. A state investigation that could result in the impeachment of a member of the University of Texas Board of Regents will cost taxpayers $300 an hour in outside legal fees. Prominent Houston attorney Rusty Hardin has been hired to lead an investigation called by the Texas House of Representatives. Also, the Austin American-Statesman reports that the UT system is expected to pay $525 an hour for private attorneys, while a House committee takes a closer look into Regent Wallace Hall Jr. Hall is under scrutiny for burying the flagship UT Austin campus under open records requests. Some lawmakers believe Hall wants to oust University President Bill Powers, whose strong political support doesn't include Governor Rick Perry. And it's slightly more than 2 weeks before the feds unveil the health care exchanges, and while the federal system's been tested and it's certified as secure, it's still not known whether it will work with the Texas system.
Texas will need to be able to connect to it so that people who go to the exchange and are found to be eligible for Medicaid, for example, we'd have that file transfer sent from the federal government to us.
Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik. Friday or Saturday is the earliest the state will get to test the exchanges system. WTAW News Time is 8:37 at 78 degrees. The 6th News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
It's 8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.com. .net. Here's the weather.
Moisture continues to flow into the state, but it's off to our west for the time being. That's where the best chance of rain is, in the central and western part of the state. Partly sunny today, highs near 95. There's also a good chance in the southern part of the state today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Thursday, clouds mixed with sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm by then, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, just because we need more lists, we don't have enough lists.
Well, certainly not.
No, this one is, you know, did you hear about how Googling is the most needed list?
You are relentless.
I know, it's terrible. Anyway, now this one has to do with
can't believe knitting is number two.
I know, it's terrible. What would you think would be number two?
That's a dangerous question.
You know, we never...
Come up with you a list off the air.
We never got any more detail about...
Coming up with pickup lines, that's a pretty useless skill.
Yeah, the bridesmaid thing, the whole bridesmaid thing. I mean, what was it that was the worst bridesmaid experience? Was it the dress you had to wear? Conditions of the wedding?
Well, the weddings are generally pretty beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in one wedding where the bride was just totally freaking out. Another wedding where...
Bridezilla.
It's like the different bridesmaids all had a different shaped body. The same dress is not going to look the same.
Well, aren't they getting away from that? Did I read an article about that?
Sometimes they'll give you different shaped dresses that are the same color or... Yeah, I think you have talked about an article on here before.
They're going to a deal where the bridesmaids don't all dress alike. So it's got.
I mean, there was like one dress I had to wear. I would just look like Helga. And then there's, you know, other dresses where you're like, can this be a little, you know, not showing so much of my goodies?
Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, but then also, I mean, you think about it, like, you know, because based on your complexion or your hair color, you may not look as good in this color as somebody else.
That's and true. It would but seem like that would they... be a. I would say color is not my biggest. You know, when it comes to dress problems,
right.
Color I can forgive.
Okay, but you just don't like to have something that's that revealing. Yeah, I understand. And
or
again,
uncomfortable.
Right, and you're honored to be part of the wedding party. You know, guys don't have to worry about that too much.
One time, I had a friend who she had ordered the dresses through like a specific seamstress that she wanted to benefit. And so I had to drive to Dallas and get fitted. and then have her sew the dress, and then it just looked kind of weird. Anyway,
see,
and pay for it myself.
See, guys don't have to worry about that.
They'll just go into the men's warehouse and zip-zop, there you are.
Well, I mean, we may end up having to wear some goofy color or something like that. I don't have to
I'd
do
say
that
your biggest
anymore,
problem is, like, how is it going to get back after the...
Exactly. Boy, I wonder if
after
they're
going to charge
me...
How many
how they're going to charge me extra for cleaning that off.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never said that.
This is a list that has come out from a blogger on BroBible.com, which is a pretty dang funny website. I've just been watching that. But that's another story. He attempts to rank college football fans that we all supposedly hate, and he based his list on four things. Boorishness. They're drinking enough to kill a whale, you know, taking swings at opposing fans' children. Arrogance. Success with players who are breaking every rule in the book.
LSU.
And fair weatheredness. In other words, you only show up
Texas
in good seasons. Yeah, really. So here are the top 10 most hated. Number 10 is Florida. Number 9 is Harvard and Yale. They tied. Number 9 is Michigan. Number 8 is Penn State. Number 7 is USC. Number 6 is Penn State. Number 5 is LSU. Number 4 is the Ohio State University. Number 3 is West Virginia. Number 2 is Alabama. And number 1, and it should be, is Notre Dame. Graduates around 2,000 students a year, yet its influence is so vast, so far-reaching, so annoying, that if an alien were to land his spacecraft on Earth and become a football fan, he'd most likely presume that Notre Dame is the world's largest educational center.
I would have to agree with that.
I would, too. I mean... The fact that they played Alabama in the national championship game last year while Oregon didn't was a travesty.
Yes, it was.
Absolute travesty. And you know what? Alabama proved it.
Yes, they did.
They spanked them about any way that they needed to. So, and I don't get it. I mean, I know the Pope's the director of recruiting and all that. But still, just football operations, director of football operations.
Yes. Don't forget touchdown Jesus.
That's right. You got to. And again, it's a good place. I am glad that I have seen a football game there, okay? I'm glad I've done that. But I'm more glad that I've been to the Big House. I mean, that was much, much more fun. And I don't know, I'm not sure that I heard any reports that necessarily the Alabama fans who came here were very obnoxious.
No, everybody said they were quite nice.
And they were quite nice last year when we beat them in Tuscaloosa, which is, you know, a little bit harder.
Now, you couldn't say the same if it happens in Death Valley.
Yeah, that's true. Death Valley is not that way. Nebraska, I found the fans in Nebraska to be as arrogant as any in America.
Oh, yeah.
They were worse than Ohio State. But, you know, and then on the other end of the spectrum, the Kansas State fans were really some of the most cordial fans I'd ever seen. And so anyhow, there you go. I think Nebraska ought to be in that list. And it's this guy's choice, so it's not like it's necessarily accurate.
What was the name of the website again?
It's called BroBible.com. Then All Digital Library has opened up. Do you see this? The Bibliotech Library in Bexar County. Of course, everybody in America, because this is a national story, is going to call it Bexar County, but that's fine. Offers 10,000 free e-books for the 1.7 million residents of the county, which includes, of course, San Antonio. On its website, the Bexar County Bibliotech Library explains how its patrons can access free books and audiobooks, and they can read an e-book on their own device. Users must have the 3M Cloud Library app, which they can link from the library card, and the app includes a countdown of days that the reader has to finish the book, starting with 14 days. The library has a physical presence as well, with 600 e-readers and 48 computer stations in addition to laptops and tablets.
Interesting that it's in Spanish with San Antonio.
Yes, so there you go. We'll see. That's an interesting situation. And that we probably need to check with Larry, who's the city librarian, to see how things are, system librarian, to see how things are going in Bryan College Station as far as upgrading the libraries.
Because they started doing that a couple years ago with e-books and stuff.
Yep. The International Olympic Committee hates Koei Gino. They hate him.
I just read that a couple minutes ago.
This
poor guy.
Yeah, he's going, what did I ever do? Here's what happened. When Tokyo was awarded the Summer Games in 1964, okay? 1964, that's like 50 years ago. The 30-year-old Gino discovered that his home and business were on the site of what would become the Olympic Park. So he was forced to pack up and resettle in another town for 2 years until the government gave him a replacement home on the edge of the Olympic Stadium. Now the games are coming back in 2020, and the new 80,000-seat Olympic Stadium is going to go right where the old one was, except it's a lot bigger.
They did it to him again.
That means his home and tobacco shop will again be taken down. Mm. The government has offered to resettle him. He's now 79 years old, and he really doesn't want to go anywhere, okay? He just doesn't, and you can't blame him. Around 200 households will have to move somewhere else. Tokyo plans to spend about $4 billion on Olympics-related facilities, including the Athletic Village, the Media Center, 35 Olympic sites in Tokyo, 20 of them will be newly built, roads that will be built or repaired at a cost of $5.5 billion. It's crazy. It's just insane.
And they never get that money back.
They never get that money back. It's just, anyway. So that's what's going to happen in this poor guy gets moved for a second time.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Come out and experience the best wine, steaks, arts, and crafts from across the state at this year's Texas Reds Festival, featuring country music legends Steve Warner and John Conley, along with the David Whiteman Band. This event is fun for the entire family with activities including a grave stomp, chef demonstrations, and a sports zone. The Texas Reds Festival is September 27th and 28th in downtown Bryan and is brought to you by the City of Bryan, BTU, Union Pacific, Suddenlink, Bryan Broadcasting, and many more. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more information.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 7 minutes still. This is right out of a Stephen King novel. In Northampton, England, living a nightmare scenario. Somebody is dressing up as a clown and keeps popping up around town and spooking grown-ups and small children alike. Clown isn't doing anything violent, mind you. So it's not exactly like the Stephen King novel, but it is close.
He's just being creepy.
That's it. Clowns can be terrifying to some people, and so they run for their lives. The newspaper there reports that clowns have been popping up in random places all across town lately, so much so that a hashtag and a Facebook group was created to track the sightings. The Northampton Chronicle says that police believe that people are behind the clown, multiple people are behind the clown sightings. A warning was issued so residents wouldn't be startled the next time they saw a clown standing in the middle of a sidewalk.
Well, that was mighty nice of them.
Thanks. While we're in England, a pair of teens asked to leave a McDonald's for being too classy. Adam Weldon and Cameron Ford decorated their McTable with candles, wine glasses, tablecloth, and a fancy centerpiece, sat down to eat their burgers and fries. Wasn't long before staff approached them and asked them to go to the McExit.
McNow.
Yeah, really. Adam and Cameron stood their ground. Eventually, employees gave in and let them finish their meal. They came in dressed in T-shirts and a tie. Very nice. Okay.
One does what one must.
I guess. A homeless man in Boston honored this week for returning a lost backpack containing $40,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn James stumbled on the bag containing $2,400 in cash along with $40,000 in traveler's checks. He could have easily kept it, but instead flagged down a police officer, turned it in. The police commissioner said he's an honest man and realized the property belonged to somebody else. But the best part might be the Virginia man who heard about the generosity and now has started an online campaign, and it says here has raised $50,000.
Oh, it's already, because they said they were going to try. It's one of those online.
Yeah, well, it says here they've got
funded sites.
$50,000. So
that's awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, I hope that works and maybe does a little life turnaround for it.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will thoroughly clean for you on every visit. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to deep clean, just a clean home to enjoy. Call Molly Maid today to get the clean you can trust, 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your fall tune-up. Don't wait. Malik will inspect every component of your HVAC system to make sure it's running efficiently and saving you money.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
What do you know about long-term care insurance? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brassus Wellness Magazine. Brassus Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also in this issue. To advertise your business in Brassus Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones at 695-9595. Or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Netflix using the most popular illegal downloads to choose which TV shows to license. Now, that's pretty interesting. Netflix is rolling out its service in the Netherlands this week, and the company says that they're offering the offerings that they're making partly based on what shows are most often pirated. One goal of Netflix is to convert people who currently use pirate sites to get their fix from Netflix. And there's evidence it's happening. According to the company, traffic on one popular piracy site in Canada dropped 50% after Netflix started there 3 years ago.
No kidding.
That's cool.
It makes sense since legitimate sites like Netflix, much easier than illegal downloads. You don't have to deal with all the files and that sort of stuff. You just click it and you watch it. So they like that. Rotten Tomatoes, you're familiar with them, right? Starting today, the site will begin ranking TV shows.
Uh-oh.
The site, which is embarking on its very first major expansion since 1998, will launch TV Zone, which will include a tomato meter, which aggregates the reviews of the show's entire season. Reality shows won't be included. Good. The longstanding hits like Breaking Bad and Mad Men, the tomato meter, we'll go back to the beginning and come up with a rating. And while we're talking about all that kind of stuff, Walking Dead, they're going to put together a companion show for that zombie monster. And it will be called...
Sleeping Dead?
Yeah, it could well be. Anyway, new series, it just says it'll start on the 25th. While we're talking about ratings, probably not a shock here, latest episode of Breaking Bad pulled down 6.4 million viewers on AMC, a series high. Two episodes left in that series. Don't talk to Chip Howard. You bring it up, you'll be late to whatever you're going
through. Yes, he lost his mind yesterday.
There will be even bigger numbers for the Broncos-Giants game Sunday night. The overnight Nielsen's gave the Manning versus Manning show a 34 share, basically means a third of the TV sets watching that.
NFL said thank you.
Yep, and Insidious, there's going to be another one of those, apparently. That that movie's making money for him. Second one pulled down $41 million.
Almost twice as much. For the opening last year, I think.
Yep. Jerry Seinfeld's going to be on tonight's broadcast of the New York Mets-San Francisco Giants game. Reason is Keith Hernandez, who, if you'll remember, was in a Seinfeld episode, is part of the broadcast crew. So they asked him if he'd do that. He said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever seen Adam Richman, that man versus food guy,
yep.
managed to take off 60 pounds in a year and a half. After
wow.
his show on the TV. Yep. Wrapped up in April 2012 on the Travel Channel. How'd he do it? Tells People magazine he cut out white flour and dairy and increased the amount of exercise that he does.
Except when he's doing the show.
Yeah, well, I don't get that show. I mean, it's interesting to watch once, but I'm going, really? All right, on this date in history, 1787, Constitution signed in Philadelphia. 1814, Francis Scott Key finished the Star-Spangled Banner poem.
And took a little trip.
Yep. The National Football League organized in Canton, Ohio in 1920. Television first broadcast in Australia.